Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just thank you. We thank you for this abundant, eternal, wonderful life you've given us, wonderful love you've given us. And we thank you, Lord, that we can see the heart this morning of your Father's heart demonstrated in Jesus and released through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to read verse 1, 11 and 16 from the NLT. And you should imitate me as I imitate Christ. But among the Lord's people, women are not independent of men, and men are not independent of women. But if anyone wants to argue about this, I simply say that we have no other custom than this, and neither do God's other churches.
Hallelujah. Okay, you can see this morning, brothers and sisters, I'm not going into the whole thing about we must cut our hair or women must have long hair and wear hats or not wearing hats. We go to the gist of the new and the better covenant, the heart of God. Yeah, and it starts off where Paul says, imitate me as I imitate God. So in the words of Jesus, he prayed in John 17, he prays, and he's talking about his disciples, he prays, as you sent me, so send them into the world. So the copy, the master copy for this new covenant is Jesus. And we can see that so beautifully in Hebrews 10, when he comes into the world, and he says, Hebrews 10, verse 8, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you take no pleasure. So we could see the covenant of the type of the lambs being slaughtered, sacrifices and offerings. He had no pleasure in that. Was all brought in as a type pointing to when Jesus would come. So he wasn't prepared. But a body is prepared. So the first body that was prepared was Jesus. He came in the flesh, and his body showed the love of God from baby to young man to father. So he learned obedience. He came like a man, like each and every one of us, and then he showed the way. As my Father has sent me, so I send you, he says to his disciples. And then so beautiful, guys. This is the gist of it, which we got to take hold of. When, after he had gone and he paid the price, he had given up his body was broken on behalf of us so that we could be restored into the original intentions and we could now rule in fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit and love of the Word, and we could rule and reign in the leading, in the love, in the will of the Father. So he paid the ultimate price, and we can see that in Revelation 5, verses 9 to 10. So a new song was sung in heaven, and that new song then sang in heaven, we need to take hold of it, because we also now new creations beholding the new. So we sing a new song, our lives, our words, our attitudes, our actions should sing a new song. And that song basically said, he paid the price for us. He was broken in how he's Lord. Now he's King. Now he's ruling supreme to bring about his love and purpose on earth as it is in heaven. And then it goes on to say, and because of what he has done now, these people, his called out ones, his bride, will rule, will shine, will overcome here on earth. So that's a big reality. And then after that, what happened when he came back to his disciples? What he said in John 17, 18, he prayed. He now comes to them in John 20, verse 21, and he says, peace be with you. Shalom, what Danita shared about yesterday. The freedom from chaos into the plan of God, the presence of God. That's where you find the peace, the will of God, the kingdom of God. He says, peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. So you see, it's through the new birth whereby we can have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, from baby to young man to father, and then after paying the price for our sins, raised him up into the fullness of life, where he's the firstborn among many brethren. And so that's what we've got to stay in tune with. So that's imitating Jesus. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. So we imitate Jesus just as Paul did. And we know Paul's story. He was knocked off his horse. We've all been knocked off our horses. We had to leave our life and our thinking. We died with Christ. Amen? We died. So we now live anew in the realities of the kingdom. And that's why Jesus says so beautifully in Hebrews 10 verse 7. And then he says, "Behold, I've come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the books." So the will of God is found in the Lamb's book of life, in the scroll written. And so Jesus, his whole life was portrayed, and in obedience to the leadings of God, he fulfilled his purpose here on earth. Now he's ruling and reigning to fulfill his purpose on earth as it is in heaven, bringing about the kingdom. Now, in exactly the same way, as my Father sent me, so I send you, we abide in the leadings of the Holy Spirit, where we find peace, and peace is found by grace. You can see in all the letters, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." So grace brings about the glory, the splendor of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that was our destiny and has now been restored to us as our inheritance. And we've got a part to play in the plan. And that's what we stay in tune with. And the plan that God has got, the days ordained for us were written while there were yet none of them. That is what we're walking in. That's why we're taking up the cross. We're drinking the cup. We're eating from the table of the Lord on a daily basis. And so we are rising and shining, because I love the Our Father prayer. Jesus says, "Your Father knows what you need." So it's what we need. What do we need? We need a hallowed God, a good God. And we've got him, the Father of us all. Amen. And we want his will, so his kingdom can come. And how does that come? By giving us our daily bread, daily strength, daily leading, daily provision. We stay in tune with the family. And that's where we arise and shine, and we become everything God made us to be. So these customs and all these things here that has been spoken about, it just comes naturally as the Lord leads you. So it's about staying in tune with your heavenly family so that you can be the fragrance. You could release their fragrance, the new song of heaven here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.